Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republicans in the House say there is an emerging national security threat that needs to be addressed publicly involving Russia and space technology. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson with reporters Wednesday.
I will press the administration to take appropriate action. And everybody can be comforted by that.
The House Intelligence Committee characterized this as a serious national security threat, but it involves classified material. Speaker Johnson said he put a meeting together for Thursday with President Biden and the White House to discuss what comes next. According to a Monmouth University poll, nearly one in five Americans believe in a conspiracy theory involving Taylor Swift and President Biden.
The theory suggests that the pop star is part of a secret government campaign to secure President Biden's re-election. Among those who hold this belief, 71% identify with the GOP and 83% are likely to vote for former President Trump. Pollster Patrick Murray notes that only about 42% of respondents were even aware of the conspiracy prior to the survey. I'm John Schaefer.
Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and over a dozen more wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves says it's unfortunate.
The people who came to this celebration should expect a safe environment.
The shooting happened near the end of the celebration after 3 p.m. when attendees had already been partying for hours, some since the early morning. The college football playoff has secured a long-term partnership with ESPN. The college football playoff announced a new rights agreement with ESPN Tuesday, ensuring the network will exclusively broadcast the expanded 12-team tournament until at least 2031. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The White House is explaining why it's pressuring U.S. House members to pass a new bipartisan foreign aid package that's passed in the U.S. Senate.
This bill will enable the Ukrainian people to defend themselves against Russia's ongoing brutal and unprovoked attacks. It will provide Israel with what it needs to protect its people against Hamas terrorists.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, this separate foreign aid package now faces an uncertain road in the U.S. House. The college football playoff has secured a long-term partnership with ESPN. The college football playoff announced a new rights agreement with ESPN Tuesday, ensuring the network will exclusively broadcast the expanded 12-team tournament until at least 2031. The agreement, valued at $7.8 billion over 6 years, will take effect before the 2026 season. There's a new legal battle underway involving a large monkey breeding facility in South Georgia. It's being run by Safer Human Medicine and is expected to bring roughly 260 jobs to Decatur County in Georgia. Some local residents worry the facility, which will house thousands of monkeys, could harm the environment. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Constitution, the local elected commission went back on an agreement to provide millions in revenue bonds for the project. The company has since filed for a court injunction in response. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, ready or not, the conversation continues as we continue to encourage you to do something about this crazy country of ours. This is a government of, for, and by we the people, which in its, you know, I guess in its presentation, I mean, it's very clear that we have the government that we deserve. And by that, I mean, you know, we allow it to happen. There's freedom of choice. If you, you know, forego your freedom of choice and you don't participate, well, then look at you're spinning the wheel here. And it seems like, to a degree, I can appreciate more and more people think that it's been a little bit of a game of Russian roulette lately, if I can put it in those terms, with the kind of government that we have. But, you know, the good news is we have a remedy, and the remedy is the power of the vote. We've got to vote. We've got to make sure we're registered to vote first and then vote, and then, you know, hold our local officials accountable to make sure that they are counting the vote. As was Joseph Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it's who count the votes. And we understood that quite clearly. You know, that was clear and evident after the 2020 election, which still leaves about 70% of America wondering what the heck happened, right? Well, speaking of what the heck happened, it's getting to be to where if you have a team that wins a championship, it's like you almost don't want them to win the championship, because if you do, then you have all these celebrations and knuckleheads do destructions and, you know, all kinds of evil activity, such as what happened at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade yesterday. Rebecca Terrell is with us. She's the senior editor for the New American Magazine. We're going to talk about that shooting as well as the shooting that took place at Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston. Rebecca, always welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Great to be on with you, Bill. Thank you so much. I'm doing well.
Well, so what did you make? I mean, we still don't have a motive as to what happened at the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. I mean, of all places, I mean, here they are celebrating a great victory, and this breaks out. But I think that, you know, which was quite encouraging, was that you had a lot of sheepdogs there. I mean, they went after the people. And some were, you know, I guess citizens arrest. They held them down until the police could come and take over. I mean, that was quite quite brave and courageous on their part to, you know, to protect everybody else and, you know, stop the madness.
Absolutely. And it was, if you've seen the video, I do applaud those people who really did put their lives on the line to stop that man. But, you know, people talk about motive. Who's to say he wasn't high as a kite? Yeah, I mean, I know that they say every crime has a motive.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, think about the way that people are so attuned to video games and shoot them up, and if you mess up, you start over again. It's the craziest thing. And yeah. Who's to say he wasn't mentally deranged? And of course, they're going to use this to attack guns. and try to implement more gun control, which is absolutely the wrong thing to do, because just like we saw with that shooter in Texas, it was two off-duty law enforcement officers who were armed who stopped it and stopped it from becoming a bigger, you know, carnage than it was.
Well, so, it's the old saying, the best remedy to a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, right?
There you go. Exactly.
Right.
But you know what? I want to point out a few things about this, because something doesn't add up. You know, you've seen that old show Columbo, how he would come in and everybody's like, well, it seems like an open and shut case to me. And Columbo would be kind of the doddering. It seemed like the doddering fool, but he'd be like, no, something's not adding up here. Something doesn't seem right to me. And there are a lot of those types of things with this shooting in Texas. For the first thing that jumped out to me was Joel Osteen's smiling reaction. You know, he comes out with that multi-million-dollar smile that he has, and it kind of reminded me of a Sandy Hook. That that same day that he supposedly lost his beautiful little girl, the dad at Sandy Hook, he's caught yucking it up with a bunch of people before his statement to the press. You know, and we've got supposedly a child, a 7-year-old child, who's been shot in the head. And, you know, when something like that happens, you're shaken. You're visibly shaken. He's not visibly shaken. Another red flag, supposedly, I don't know if you've seen that the shooter's former mother-in-law, whose 7-year-old grandson is now in the hospital in critical condition fighting for his life, and she's talking out up to the media, talking about how she shouldn't have had a gun, and you don't see the alarm and the despair and the... You know, the eyes aren't red. I mean, if my grandson had just been shot in the head, I wouldn't be talking to the media about gun control.
Yeah, can you say basket case? I'd be a basket case. Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. And another thing that came up to me, you know, I'm watching the video, and I'm going, wait a minute, something. Step back and think, something's not right here. That's a huge place. It used to be it's a basketball arena transformed into a church, right?
Exactly.
Huge place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, I mean, he does a multi-billion dollar industry through that place. You're telling me that place isn't crawling with security? Why did it take more than three? I watched the video. There was a 3-minute long video that started on somebody's cell phone after the shooting had already begun. Mm-hmm. And the shooting's lasting for 3 minutes. And then the video stops. And so it lasted for more than 3 minutes. You know, the place isn't where something's not adding up here, you know, and then we're getting tons of video from all over the church, including security video from people's phones. Where's the security video of her pulling up in the parking lot and her entering the building with the child? You know, we got all of this from the national shooter. Almost.
Right.
I mean, really, is there actually really a little boy involved? I know that sounds like a crazy question, but, you know, and another thing, media reports are saying that she bought the AR-15 legally. No, she didn't. She had a rap sheet that was 19 years long, full of assault and drugs and weapons charges. You can't have it both ways. She either had that rap sheet or she bought the gun legally, but not both.
Right, exactly.
There are things that are coming out in the story, and of course, we constantly talk, it's because Texas's gun laws are so lax and there are loopholes that she could get through. No. You can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. She was a criminal, and, you know, also the business about her being trans, she used aliases that were men's aliases and fraudulent crimes. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that she was trans. You know, that still has to be settled, they do say that she had mental issues. But, you know, my whole thing is I'm stepping back going, we're taking a lot of stuff on face value.
Right.
Just like we did with Sandy Hook.
Exactly. Well, see, this is what happens when you, when news reporting, is thrown out there in such a way, and it's all about who's going to be there first, not about who gets it right, just who's out there with the story. And, of course, anything that fits the convenient narrative of the left, well, then that's jettisoned. And with it comes some sort of implied credibility. And unfortunately, what we find out time and again is what was originally perceived isn't necessarily the case, because it goes back to what I've always maintained, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we've got a lot of opinions out there, and I'm with you.
Right.
You know, let's take a breath and wait until we get all the information before we come to any conclusion on this. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Rebecca Terrell after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to be talking with the senior editor for the New American Magazine. Always enjoy our time together, Rebecca Terrell. You know, she breaks it all down, and whether we're looking at the shooting there at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade, which you know there's still much to be determined as to what happened, and we give praise to those brave citizens who tackled the shooter.
and restrained him and held him down until the police could come. But meanwhile, you know, one person's killed, 21 others were shot, including children. Two of the victims remain, we're told, in critical condition as of today. And three people are in custody. So it seems that there were, you know, and I guess we don't know, Rebecca, is that how many shooters were involved here?
Right. I don't know all the details of that story. Of course, none of us do. But it's horrible. It's tragic. Of course, social media is going wild, saying this has to do with the open border. You know, people are speculating, is it even American citizens or is it illegal aliens who perpetrated that? Is it, you know, people who have history of mental disease, crime rap sheets? You know, lots of times things like that happen. We do know that one of those kids who was involved in the police beating was just arrested again for robbing a Macy's and assaulting a security guard. So he's back in custody now after being released when he shouldn't have been released. You know,
right, of course. So, and he's probably wondering what's going on. I thought I could steal up to $1,000 and not have a problem with it. Well, in some states, right, it's still a problem. Only in California, because they just can't seem to figure out logic. And I pray for that state. What a mess. I mean, and then they wonder why they're losing a lot of their tax base, because the businesses are saying, I can't afford, you know, I can't afford the loss of, you know, being associated and running a company in the state of California. But that's a whole other story,
right,
to say. But you know, I did want to talk to you. You had written about the UK Met Office caught in a climate fib. I mean, you know, there's so much about the climate, you know, and this is why. And I know it frustrates the elites, because they, in their own mind, have got it all figured out. You know, that climate change,
right,
is a reality. We're boiling, you know, as Al Gore says, and all these other things that you wonder, what are you smoking? You know, but hey, they're having fun and trying to torment the rest of us and scare us into thinking that we need to go along with their agenda. But there seems to be no, you know, credible truth. And I know that's going to be shocking to people to say credible truth about, you know, their theory that they want everybody to believe, as Barack Obama would say, is scientific fact, which is, you know, fallacious on its own. But go ahead and tell us about this fib.
Well, it was very interesting. There was a horrible winter storm that hit the British Isles in January. And, of course, a spokesman from the Met Office appeared on BBC telling them, blaming climate change, which, of course, you know, that's what they're going to blame. But there's a gentleman by the name of Paul Hemwood who runs the blog, and not a lot of people know that. And he thought, no, I'm not going to just sit back and listen to that. So he filed a FOIA request to the Met Office and said, you know, what's the scientific justification for her stating this on BBC Radio? And they actually wrote back to him and admitted in black and white, we actually don't have anything. And they even included links to reports that he went ahead and read. They probably weren't expecting him to read them, but, reports that say things like there's no compelling trend in wind speeds, there's no compelling trend in violent storms. I mean, absolutely refuting in black and white what the narrative that the spokesman was just spouting, because that's what they're all supposed to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these days, you know, if you don't fit that narrative, you get fined $1 million in court and punitive damages. You know about that story.
Oh, yeah.
Michael,
exactly.
Mann.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, the jury even slapped him with a huge insult. They awarded him compensatory damages of $1.
Right.
You know that?
Exactly. Yeah, well, and Mark Stein's in that too. Mark Stein,
right,
only repeated what reported,
right?
Yeah.
Right. He reposted what Rand Sternberg wrote. And what they wrote, if you read it, they were comparing Penn State known cover-up. I mean, law enforcement, FBI says Penn State tried to help cover up the Jerry Sandusky scandal, the sex scandal.
Right.
And they were comparing Penn State's cover-up to Penn State's cover-up of their investigation into Michael Mann's involvement in ClimateGate.
Yes.
They were making that comparison, and everything that they said was absolutely First Amendment, free speech. There was nothing in there. But the jury decided to punish them. The punitive damages were $1,000 for Simberg, who actually wrote it, and $1 million for Stein, who republished it.
Reposted, yeah, right.
Isn't it interesting that, but of course, now the judge can come back because the compensatory damages are so drastically different than the punitive damages. The judge is going to be able to come behind that and reduce those, or, I mean, wipe them away entirely if he wanted to. I don't know that he will, but he could, because that's, you know, a dollar compared to $1 million.
Rebecca, but even that aside, yeah, I mean, that's egregious. But even more so is this is an attack on our First Amendment. And I'll tell you, people across the country are kind of asleep at the wheel here. They don't realize how critical this is. And the precedent.
Well, and Mann's attorney actually said the reason they were asking for those punitive damages was to keep people from bucking the climate change agenda.
Exactly. Yeah. So whether it's, you know, abortion or any of the other favorite projects of the left, they want free speech protection. You know, they want to make sure that you cannot speak about it. COVID. I mean, we went through with 3 years of COVID. You couldn't say anything about COVID. Facebook would cancel you. They would deplatform you, and on and on. YouTube videos. Regardless of the experts that you brought on that knew a lot more than Dr. Fauci, and clearly their track record was proven. Dr. Fauci's unproven. The WHO, which you and I have talked about, so unproven, but yet here we are. Our government is seriously considering subordinating our health rights to the WHO, which is just absurd.
Absolutely. Well, all of it is absurd, and we have to... We have to step back and go, okay, wait a minute. That old saying, freedom is not free, is we are going to have to step up and really inconvenience ourselves in order to save our country at this point, because it's so far gone. I mean, when you can be, look at all the J6ers who are in prison now.
Exactly.
And we have these illegal immigrants who beat up police officers on camera and they were released. What? This is where we are now, and we need to realize that when you read stories like 1984, that's kind of kids' child's play compared to what we're actually facing in real life.
We're living it out. Exactly. And as you say, the comparison is, what, 6-7 months prior to January 6th, you had Black Lives Matter doing serious damage, hurting more police, during the summer of love, and there in that the riots that were held there across the White House, almost burning down a church. It got so violent that they had to protect the president and take him down into the bunker because the threat was so serious. But yet, by comparison, here you have January 6th and you got all these people without due process in solitary confinement. Like you said, we have to more than... be prepared to inconvenience ourselves. The problem is, maybe at one point, many years ago, decades ago, it was going to be a minor inconvenience, but because we've let it run for so long, there's going to be a serious reinvestment for freedom and constitutionality, I think, that's going to be demanded of we the people, don't you think?
Amen. So true.
Yeah, this is where we are. Well, Rebecca Terrell has been our guest. Always appreciate her insight. Rebecca is the senior editor for the New American Magazine. How can they be in touch with you, Rebecca?
Absolutely. We are at thenewamerican.com online and on Rumble and all those other places. We got kicked off of YouTube.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House Majority Whip and the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's re-election campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And again, as we break down these conspiracies and revisit them, you know, post the conspiratorial zone, right, when all this stuff was coming out and all these different ideas and anecdotal stories during the era of COVID, and we were all, you know, accused of being, you know, conspirators and not pursuing the truth and, you know, putting out disinformation. But here it is once again, especially when we're talking about COVID mortality, we're proven to be right in this particular headline. Thousands of elderly secretly killed. I mean, this is America we're talking about here. And I understand the shock of that reality and that statement, what that must be doing to you to make you wonder, you know, who's running this popcorn stand and why is America under, you know, this kind of threat. What the heck is going on? But thousands of elderly secretly killed to boost COVID mortality rates. With us to talk more about it, and she's reporting on this, is Leslie Manukian. Leslie, thank you for coming on. She's the president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund. So thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Sure. It's great to be here with you, Bill. It's such an unbelievable story. It really is hard for most people to even comprehend, but there were a lot of shenanigans going on in the early part of 2020, which actually exaggerated the number of cases, exaggerated the number of deaths, and created the environment of panic and fear that facilitated the draconian measures that were implemented. And I think that there was evidence from the beginning, but this is becoming more apparent now that this was a deliberate attempt to actually frighten people.
Exactly.
Really terrifying.
Well, and plus, I think at the very bottom of this, and nobody wants to touch this because it just sounds like it's way out there, but there is there's a mindset amongst the elite that firmly believe, Leslie, there's too many people on the planet. And so if, you know, we can take advantage of a pandemic here and there and cull the herd, somehow that's justified. Because, I mean, they've been saying this for years. I mean, when we were hitting 2 billion as a planetary population, they were freaking out and clutching their pearls. And now here we are at 8 billion. They think, okay, well, you know, so what? So what if we lose people? I mean, they're just so insincere about life. It matters little to them. And I think that's part of their worldview that, you know, makes this all so crass and hard-hearted.
It is. I think it's so hard for people to digest because most of us are kind, caring human beings, and we can't even fathom the kinds of things that these people actually plan. And I think that's mm-hmm. what's really terrifying. And let me just say, Bill, so that your listeners know who I am, Health Freedom Defense Fund, I founded in 2020. And I founded it to defend our health freedoms and to educate people about their freedoms. And we are the organization that sued the federal government over the federal travel mask mandate and defeated it. We stopped the federal travel mask mandate, okay? I'm bringing it up because when CDC in court was required to support the documentation in support of their mandate, they could not provide a single randomized controlled trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any. My point is,
right.
They lied. They misled the public about masks. Their own study showed that masks did not do anything, published in May of 2020. And yet they went out and told people that you should mask. And we now know from Fauci's recent testimony that they made up the 6 feet distancing. They don't know where it came from. They just made it up.
Right.
I know where it came from. It was like a 12-year-old's science paper or something. Anyway, my point is they changed the way that deaths were coded to allow any death that had a positive COVID test to be labeled as a COVID death. They issued what are called DNRs, do not resuscitate, without the consent of the party or the family. And the data that we're specifically speaking about, where thousands of people are known to have been euthanized via a sedative called midazolam, are from the UK. But there is reason to believe that this happened everywhere. So, yes, thousands of people in Britain, elderly people, cut off from their families, were euthanized. Think about this, people.
Yes.
And they exaggerated the cases and deaths by changing things in order to frighten you.
Yeah.
In order to frighten you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to digest, I know.
There is. There's so much to deal with here. What about remdesivir? Because we had a lot of reports about remdesivir being part of the lethal cocktail combined with, the ventilators that were, promoting deaths here in America.
Well, you know what the nickname for remdesivir is, right? Have you ever heard it?
Go ahead and tell me. You might be a reminder, but go ahead. I can't think of it offhand, so go ahead.
Run, death is near, instead of remdesivir.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Yeah.
So they're quiet.
They're so quiet post analysis on that, right? I mean, we speak of it, and you know, if we're on YouTube, they cancel us. You know, and we've been canceled a couple of times because, you know, what are we? Just a bunch of idiots? You know, I'm talking to, you know, medical professionals that have said this. You know, have said, okay, this is what we've discovered. Yes, and even the CDC, going back to what you were saying earlier, the CDC at one point. Came out and had to admit that the numbers were inflated, that the actual deaths by COVID only was really about 3 or 4% of the reported number. Well, 3-4% made it like a normal kind of flu season or less than, flu season. But because the numbers were so hyped up, to me, and you know how important this is in studying health. Is data is so important, not only for the here and now, but 10 years, 20 years down the road, when the next pandemic comes, and it will, then they're going to look back in this period of time, hey, how did they handle it? And the information and the data that they're going to have is just going to be so corrupt and tainted that we are doing damage to future generations because the way this was handled. Does that make sense?
Well, very much so. Listen, we knew from the Princess cruise ships that the infection fatality rate was about 1% in an elderly population aboard a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, No one wants anybody to die, but that is nothing. The elderly die at higher rates from the flu than 1% infection fatality rates. And so what they did, they knew from the very beginning what the truth was, but they hyped the heck out of it in order to sell vaccines, in order to sell lockdowns, in order to essentially achieve the greatest wealth transfer we've ever seen in the history of humanity, from you and me to the super rich. There were like 200 billionaires. 200 billionaires were minted during the COVID crisis. So basically, they knew what was going on. They changed the criteria. Let's also remember, by any historical definition of the term pandemic, there was no pandemic.
Exactly.
This is hard for people to understand, but it's very, very true. They changed it from widespread death and morbidity, like around the world, to widespread morbidity. So they took out the death component, and they didn't. They then hyped death by changing the code. So you could be dying in a motorcycle crash. They apply a COVID test to you. They say that you tested positive, and so now you're listed as a COVID death. And that happens constantly.
Right. But so why even bother to run the test, because you already knew the conclusion? I mean, they could have just faked that they ran a test. Right?
Yeah, I know people who actually were asked to fake it. I know people whose family members were in the hospitals, and they were asked to let them code it as COVID.
So what you just laid out here right now, and I want the audience to get their brain around, is that all this that took place was preceded with an emergency authorization use, right? And when that came into play, that just, Katie, bar the door. That just gave all control and power to a government entity that had no right to exercise, because there was really no true predicate for emergency authorization, was there? By definition.
No, there wasn't.
We've got to go to break. We'll unwrap that a little bit more when we get back. More from Leslie Manoukian after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Leslie Manoukian continues with us, the president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund. A former successful Wall Street business executive, her career in finance took her from New York to London with Goldman Sachs, and as if that's not enough to keep her busy. She's also an award-winning documentary filmmaker. In 2011, she released The Greater Good to rave reviews and awards, a documentary she wrote and produced, which explores the debate surrounding vaccines. Here in 2011, you're addressing this debate over vaccines, which has been going on for a while. But, this documentary was a bit prescient that here, no sooner do you do this and, seven, 8 years later, here comes the pandemic, huh?
Yeah, well, having done over 20 years of research, I mean, I was someone who always got vaccinations, never had any question about them, never had any reason to doubt until I started to get really sick. I didn't know what was wrong. And I ended up reading a book called Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? And that book prompted me, that and also being called by God, essentially, to make the movie, prompted me to go on a journey starting to explore what we did and didn't know about the science surrounding vaccinations. And I started to realize that much of what we know about medicine and biology are not accurate. They are postulated, and they're also manipulated by the researchers. And so, yes, that it's funny because Yanya Kellogg of the Epoch Times, he is a friend of mine, and he when he watched The Greater Good, the movie that I made, he said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this! This came out in 2011. We started making it in 2007." And wow. So, yes, it's more relevant today, Bill, than when we first released it, because people now fully understand the revolving door between industry and regulatory agencies that we discussed. They understand how the system has been manipulated and why there's been an explosion in the number of vaccines that are being given to our children. It's now up to close to 100 doses for children in their lifetime.
Wow.
And it's nearly
That's
30
crazy.
Doses in the first year of life. 30 right. doses almost in the first year of life. This is just, and our children have never been sicker. So
yeah, it is excessive. There's no doubt about it. Greater Good, can people still see it? I mean, go to YouTube or how do they access it? They want to see it.
Go to greatergoodmovie.org and you can watch it there for $5.
Oh, wow.
And we ask people to, listen, that's how we keep the website going, is by people watching it for $5, $4.95.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You got a customer. I'm doing this. This is awesome, because you talk about your reality of coming into the knowledge that there had to be something suspicious about vaccines. My mother every year would always yell at me. She goes, "You need to get a flu shot. You need to get a flu shot." And I go, "Mom, why do I need to get a flu shot?" "Well, you need to do this." And I said, "Well, every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. So why do I want a flu shot?" In fact, here recently, I went to see a doctor, and they had the vaccine. It was already, they had it
already in the needle, getting ready to inject me, and they got that. And I said, "What's that?" And they go, "That's the COVID." I don't do that. And then they also had a flu shot. And the nurse asked, she goes, "Have you ever had any bad reaction to a flu shot?" I said, "Yeah, I got the flu, and that's why you ain't putting that in my body." Okay, so by experience, I still want, and I didn't get vaccinated. In fact, I get a little nervous because when I go in and fill doctor's paperwork or whatever, they always ask, "Have you been vaccinated with COVID?" And I'm going, "Why are you asking me that question?" To me, that's an invasion. They're tracking me, and they're tracking others.
They've actually created a disease code called vaccine refuser or something like that. So it's now actually considered a disease code that they enter into your record,
right?
In order to track those who are shunning one or all vaccines. It's outrageous.
Well, it is, and I can tell you by experience, Leslie, because when this came up, I think in March COVID was breaking out. My daughter-in-law, who I love dearly, decided to spread the love, and she gave me the COVID. And when I was visiting them in California, and I thought, okay, and it was very light. I had, barely a cough, but I was supposed to go to Hawaii. Had to take the test so I could get on the plane. They said, "No, you got the COVID." So couldn't go, and I don't think I was able to clear the PCR test, which is also another fake thing that we found out subsequently, right? But yeah, I had to wait like 8 weeks before I could go. It was a mess. But I thought, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on this to see how my natural immune system responds to this. Because if you recall, Dr. COVID himself, Dr. Fauci, goes, "Well, natural immunity can't rely on that because it's only good for maybe a couple of months, right?" I am this is like almost 4 years later, right? And my T cells, my immune system, because I monitor it. I'm just as a project, an interest. I make sure that every time, because I have to have blood tests twice a year. And so I monitor it, and my T cell numbers are as strong as ever. So at least in my specific case, I can say Dr. Fauci is full of it because, here I am 3 or 4 years and counting, and my immune system is as strong as ever, post-COVID. But that's just me, okay? That's not a prescription. This is anecdotal, and this is one man's experience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they just wanted people to be afraid. So during the break, I was mentioning to you something, which I think it just drives this home. First of all, as I mentioned, in Britain, they were administering midazolam, which is an end-of-life sedative. Okay, so it makes you forget things, and it makes you very drowsy and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And they administered this to thousands of people. It's now been revealed. Okay. As I mentioned, also, we knew already that the infection fatality rate on the Princess cruise ships was only 1% in an elderly population, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. In everybody else, people less than 70, it's nothing. It's like a blip, it's a pimple on an elephant.
Yeah.
But these deaths were all blamed on COVID because you know what? You can't get the public to accept lockdowns, masks, distancing, medical mandates, vaccine mandates, vaccine cards, contact tracing, shutting down our businesses, all these things, unless you frighten the heck out of them and panic.
Right.
And so that's what they did. And there's evidence now, we actually have this, that there were 11,000 deaths in New York City that are not linked to a name. Births and deaths are a matter of public record. These deaths should be linked to a name, but so far the public records requests have failed to obtain names associated with 11,000 deaths. And remember, where was the hotspot that everybody was freaking out about, and where were they like lining up body refrigeration cars, trucks and things like this in New York City?
In New York. Right.
And yet, was it real? There were people who also went into hospitals and said there was no one there. If you remember, there was footage early on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you combine this, let me just say this also, with something called the Trusted News Initiative, which was this fake initiative supposedly, purportedly to control misinformation. But what it was a collaboration between the big tech, the government, the pharmaceutical industry.
Propaganda arm. is what it turned out to be.
Right. Well, to censor us.
Yes.
And to propagandize the public, right? So they could
exactly
so much fear, because if you're frightened, then you'll give away your rights and people will do as they're told. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Leslie, let me ask you this. Have you been able to determine, you know, what this is? I see this kind of as all a preamble for something greater. I mean, we think, oh, we got it on the other side of this pandemic. There's an end game here, and I don't think that we quite understand this. I mean, we kind of wrap it up in saying, well, the oligarchs and the globalists, they want power and control. I think it's more diabolical than that. My gut tells me this. I don't have, and I'm telling you right now, this is theory. It's just, there's just too much here to think that this is a one and done deal.
Well, it's not a one and done deal. There are many components to this, though. First of all, it is not a conspiracy theory at all. It is a fact that the World Health Organization, the United Nations, have put out something called Agenda 2030, and most nations of the world have signed onto this, which is all of these nice, flowery-sounding goals about reducing emissions and, you know, having better protection of the environment and all these things. But it's really about control and herding us into cities, smart cities, where we can be monitored 24/7. Okay. So that's what's really going on. If you also read Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, that came out unbelievably serendipitously in the early summer of 2020. I mean, how did he write that so fast?
Right.
And get it published so quickly. That is all about how the elite want to use COVID-19 as an opportunity for a great reset. So I've given presentations, which you can find on our website, healthfreedomdefense.org, and then you click on Learn and go to my presentations. It's called Installation of a Digital Control Grid, and I unpack why they need a great reset.
Yes.
Much of it's financial. They have put themselves, all the Western countries, have borrowed to as though there's no tomorrow, and they are in trouble, and they need a great reset because they can't keep borrowing. So I think that's what's really going on, is that there's ultimately going to be a great reset, and the question is it going to be the way that you and I want, where we clean up government and completely, you know, clean house, or is it going to be an authoritarian response, which is what the elite wants?
Exactly. Well, this has been a long time coming. It has been predicted. This is the direction that we're heading into. Again, remind everybody the website, how they can be informed, because we say, you know, we often say, Leslie, that you must own your own knowledge. Don't just take our word for it. Check it out for yourself and own your own knowledge, so when you have this conversation with your loved ones, you have a little bit more to say than the thickness of a bumper sticker, right?
Very much so. And you know what? What I'm talking about, a lot of it's published on our website under the Learn tab. Our website is
Real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, healthfreedomdefense.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.